I would rather clean a gas station bathroom with my bare hands than be here right now. I hate blind dates. I don't know how I let myself get talked into one. As soon as married people find out I'm single, it's like they feel it is their personal duty to find me a husband. You're single? I have a second cousin who is single. I should set you two up. Does he like the same things as me? Doubtful. Is he attractive? Probably not. Do we have anything in common? No. But you're single and he's single, so it must be a match made in heaven, right? I pick up my glass and take a sip. There's a huge burst of laughter at the other end of the bar. I look over and see several barely 20-year-olds in tight dresses with perfect hair and more makeup than I've ever worn. They are surrounded by older men who appear to be comedians by the incessant giggling pouring out from them. I watch the men buy another round of shots, followed by more laughter. I feel like an old lady sitting grumpily on my stool, wishing the youngins would keep it down. This bar is too loud. Between the blaring country music and the clanking of glasses, I'm wishing I was in my quiet apartment, curled up on my comfy couch with a book. An attractive man with dark eyes and a dangerous smile sidles up beside me and leans in too close.
Can I buy you a drink?
I cough into my shoulder. His breath reeks of bourbon. I smile politely. I think you've had plenty to drink already, I say. He falls into the stool beside mine.
Then you have some catching up to do.
He brushes his hand up my arm, sending prickles down my spine. I scoot further away from him. I'm actually meeting someone here, I say, frantically looking around. I get to my feet as another man approaches. He has blonde hair and piercing blue eyes.
Are you Chelsea?
He asks. Yes, you must be Rob? He nods, and I practically jump forward to get away from the drunk. I grab his arm, and he leads me over to a table. You have impeccable timing, I say. Rob smiles, and I rethink my rash judgment earlier. Okay, so maybe blind dates can be attractive.
Are you hungry?
He asks. Yes, I'm starving, I say. He waves over a waitress.
Can we get a menu, please?
He asks. She nods and disappears. So, I say, tucking my legs under my chair, what do you do, Rob? He looks at me quizzically, and I suddenly feel self-conscious. Am I supposed to know already? I work with his second cousin, Cindy, but she didn't tell me much. He gives me a patronizing smile.
You haven't been on a date in a while, have you?
I squirm in my chair. No, I had a pretty bad breakup about a year ago. I haven't gone out much since. Rob chuckles and shakes his head. I try and make a joke to ease the awkwardness. Is it that obvious? He nods his head.
Yeah, clearly you haven't been around the dating scene lately. The rule is you don't get personal on the first date.
Don't get personal? What? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What's the point of a date then? I ask.
To see if you're compatible with someone. If you can still have fun without getting personal, then you know they're worth a second date.
I swallow the lump in my throat and go back to my game from earlier. I'd rather take 100 first graders on a field trip to the zoo than be here.